Audio Bible, 1 Chronicles, Chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded in the genealogies written in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was exiled to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle their own property in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Some of the descendants of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, lived in Jerusalem. Uthai son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah, from the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons, from the Zerahites, Jul, and 690 relatives, from the Benjamites, Salu son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua, Ibneah, son of Jeroham, Ella son of Uzai, the son of Michri, Meshulam son of Shephatiah, the son of Rael, the son of Ibnijah, and 956 of their relatives, according to their genealogy. All these men were heads of their families, from the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, and Jachin, Azariah son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the chief official of God's temple, Adiah, son of Jeraham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, Masai son of Adiel, the son of Jazira, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamith, the son of Immah, and 1,760 of their relatives, the heads of their families, able men for the work of the service of the house of God. From the Levites, Shemaiah son of Hashab, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, a descendant of Merari, Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, and Mattaniah son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. These were the gatekeepers, Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their relatives. Shalom was their chief. He was previously stationed at the king's gate on the east side. These were the gatekeepers from the camp of the Levites, Shalom son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his relatives from the Korahites were assigned to guard the thresholds of the tent, just as their fathers had been assigned to guard the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas son of Eleazar had been in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah son of Meshelemiah was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The number of those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds was 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had appointed them to their positions of trust. So they and their descendants were assigned to guard the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the tent. The gatekeepers were stationed on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their relatives came from their villages at fixed times to serve with them for 7-day periods. But the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted with the rooms and the treasuries of the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God, because they were responsible for guarding it and opening it every morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in worship, to count them whenever they were brought in or taken out. Others were put in charge of the furnishings and other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the fine flour, wine, oil, frankincense, and spices. And some of the sons of the priests mixed the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shalom the Korahite, was entrusted with baking the bread. Some of their Kohathite relatives were responsible for preparing the rows of the showbread every Sabbath. Those who were musicians, the heads of Levite families, stayed in the temple chambers, and were exempt from other duties because they were on duty day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs according to their genealogies, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maachah. Abdon was his firstborn son. Then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived alongside their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. And Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tareah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jarah. Jarah was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moser. Moser was the father of Benaiah. Rephaiah was his son, Elasa his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had six sons. And these were their names: Azrikam, Bocheru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.